I'm Herb Trix for WVIK Quad Cities NPR. Two organizations helping to improve their services in Rock Island have joined forces. The Two Rivers YMCA and the Rock Island Library are now studying whether they can afford to buy the Tri-City Jewish Center on 30th Street. Library Director Angela Campbell says the library board has been looking at a variety of alternatives for several years, ranging from expanding the main library downtown to turning downtown into a branch and moving the main library to the Jewish Center.
The genesis of this whole project was back in 2014 when our strategic plan first wanted us to study how we can increase the size of the 3031 library. The downtown library was never thought to go anywhere, to be honest with you. But through that study, we found there was, you know, a segment of the population that wanted only something, you know, in the 3031 neighborhood.
But the 3031 branch was built to be a fire station, not a library. Its only real advantage was its location. Meanwhile, the Two Rivers Y was looking for a suitable location in Rock Island, according to CEO Mike Wennekamp.
Probably dating back to the late 2000s, around 2010-ish, we had community leaders who were saying that a Y facility would be beneficial to the community of Rock Island, not necessarily to replace or compete with the needs of other social service agencies or facilities, but more so because to complement.
So the Y also began looking at the Jewish Center, but concluded it was too big unless it could find someone to share it with.
Collaborations in general have become more and more popular, even those that are facility-related collaborations. And, you know, you can even see here in the Quad Cities where there are, you know, YMCA hospital collaborations, YMCA school collaborations.
And the model for collaborations, at least for libraries these days, is in San Antonio, Texas.
It happened around 2016, 2017 that they collaborated on a building. It's a lot bigger building, and the library is a lot smaller than ours. But they put the groundwork in place, and so we've been using them as a model. I talked to one of their people actually last week about it, and she couldn't say enough great things about the collaboration, other than she really wished they had more room because it's so popular.
Campbell and Wennekamp say the library will use about 10,000 square feet in the center. They'll share 2,000 to 4,000 for a lobby and mechanical space. Then the Y will use about 20,000 square feet.
For us to have large community events. We've never had that option at our 3031 library. And when we were studying expanding at that location, you know, the big stumbling block was there's no parking, whereas this has definitely a lot of parking. So if we were to offer a large event, we have the space to host it. We'd also have the parking for it.
The primary purposes for our using the building include the income-based membership that the Y is known for that would serve a lot of people within the Rock Island community and surrounding area. And then there's a small gymnasium that already exists within the building, so we would have a minor renovation of that space. There's plenty of room for exercise programs and classes. Really, the unique thing that attracted the Y to the Jewish Center specifically, in addition to location, is that they have probably one of the most contemporary commercial kitchens in a social service building on this side of the river. And the YMCA serves roughly 1,500 meals and snacks a day to kids in after-school programs. And during the summer months, it's up towards 2,400 meals a day. And we do that currently out of three more or less small satellite kitchens. And this kitchen would allow us to centralize those services.
Officially, the Two Rivers Y would buy the Tri-City Jewish Center and lease space to the Rock Island Library. The estimated cost is $7.2 million, which includes buying the property and converting the space for both organizations. Results of the feasibility study on raising the money are expected by the end of the year.